Bay, QA, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Steve Miller Miller? Is it working, Jim Jesus?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I feels it.
The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yum.
Right. Great to be with you guys. So much going on. So much great material to work with.
Yep. So what do you got for us today?
Well, you know, I don't know. There's so much. It's really, you know, tough to know where to begin. I think we're going to have a new segment debut later on in the show, Ask a Sumo Sexual. So folks can tweet their questions in right now to hashtag Sumo Sexual. We're gonna give those to Steve Miller Miller, and he will answer those questions that you've always wanted to ask, but just, you know, felt a little uncomfortable asking the sumo sexual in your life. So
what does that mean? What are they going to ask if they don't know what it is? I don't know what it is.
Well, that might be a good first question for this segment. So I'm not really sure either. So
okay.
Anyway, but that we're all going to learn on this new segment. So,
all right. So tell me about this latest phishing scam.
Well, evidently Google is, you know, always looking out for its users. So if you're like a Gmail mail user, I guess if you get some, I don't know, if it uses its algorithms to say like, ooh, hey, this looks like there's, you know, it's not really a prince in Nigeria. So you might want to, this might be a phishing scam. So evidently Gmail warns you about this.
Wait, he really wasn't? He really wasn't? I thought it was.
I
swear,
know.
I'm gonna be the one laughing when I get my $1 trillion. You just watch. So.
Oh, okay, good. Anyway, so Bernie's campaign sends out this email called, you know, Sanders lays out agenda for working families and bold plan to create millions of jobs, raise wages, provide health care for all Americans, lower skyrocketing prescription drug prices, make college affordable, guaranteed family leave, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Whew. Okay. Anyway, so Google puts this warning label at the top of the email in this red block. Be careful with this message. It contains content that's typically used to steal personal information. Learn more. Report the suspicious message. Anyway, so
does it say something about like call right now and get your miracle spring water today? That will alleviate all the societal ills.
That would be, that's probably an ad in the side that would probably pop up if I didn't have ad blocker on. But
okay, all right.
Now, I think that's I really appreciate Google looking out for folks. What do you think?
I don't know. I think that's. It seems about right, kind of, you know, hey, if you call now in the next year or so and elect me, I'm going to give you all kinds of free stuff. It reminds me of those Peter Popoff infomercials you see at late night where he's talking about, give me money and I'll send you the miracle spring water for free. And if you give the more money you give me after you put the miracle spring water on your body, you'll be blessed with miracles like free money in your bank account and all of your bills magically paid off.
Exactly. So evidently there is a market for these kind of scams, and Bernie's working it quite well, evidently. A lot of free stuff. So, you know, you say what you will about Google, at least one of their algorithms actually works. So kudos.
Google's kind of one of those companies where it's like, I want to like them, but they do come some shady stuff, but man, Google Wallet's so cool.
It's all cool. And that's what, you know, remember, the devil has a pretty face, you know, lure you in with these wonderful, ooh, it's Google Calendar, right? Yeah, you didn't think it was going to cost you your soul, but
don't enter your password in crazy, I guess.
I love it. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah. Bernie Sanders apparently is a scammer? Is that can we say that now? I mean, Google says it. Why can we say it?
I'm just quoting the artificial sentience. Presumably it's infallible, right? So
Fiend phone.
I don't know.
Fiend phone.
Oh, I don't know. Who is this? Who is attacking me? Who is here?
I think Miller Miller has returned from his from the EMP strike. He's finally rebooted.
Yeah, I'm here to make America great again.
Don't ask questions.
Get in the van.
Shut up. Yeah. Speaking of guys that should shut up and Bernie Sanders, was Bernie the one who came out first and said, oh, yeah, that terrorism problem, yeah, that's because of climate change? Didn't Bernie do that?
Yes. Yeah, I think that was during the debates. He said that climate change will make all of the terrorism worth because they can't grow food.
Right.
In the desert.
Right. Well, anyway, I just saw this stupid video from Bill Nye, the quote unquote self anointed science guy. He goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's totally reasonable. He says, the connection, he goes, oh, there's a water shortage in Syria. That's a fact. I'm like, really? You know, like there's a lot of water shortages. It might have something to do with it. But also, how about every Western empire trying to destabilize the country? Could that also be a factor?
You know,
or is it the water shortage? I mean, California has a water shortage. I don't see them. I don't see them going into jihad mode yet.
I'm really glad these people weren't around during World War II. Otherwise, they'd be like, you know, the end of World War I was really, really hard on Hitler. Good gravy. They would have stormed Normandy with Facebook statuses.
Yeah. So anyway, Bill Nye, the science guy, he's one of these guys. Like, what is it with these scientists? They think.
What is the deal with these scientists?
Well, let me go out and talk about climate change, which is, let's face it, I'm sure he's never done a single experiment in climate change. So he's just a spokesperson. He's not a climate scientist or anything. And
how does one do an experiment on climate change? Walk into a walk-in freezer and walk out?
I don't know. Is that? But anyway, so what was it? We've had Neil deGrasse Tyson go on and on about socialism, and Stephen Hawking thinks capitalism is the enemy. I don't get
just
it.
Shut up and speech synthesize about space.
Yeah. And Bill Nye, he should just shut up and just shut up, because we don't even need him talking about space. So,
yeah, and he hasn't always been that great about science either. I mean,
terrible.
Yeah, he just finally got around to accepting GMOs after making all these propaganda fear mongering things that had no basis in science at all. Just straight out of one of these conspiracy videos or whatever. And then he ended up having to go down there. They were like, come down here if you're interested in science, Mr. Science Guy. And they were like, oh, he was like, oh, okay, I guess I was wrong. It only took you, 10 years? That's about right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, science is something that's pretty lacking. Definitely, just sort of the scientific method is missing with a lot of libertarians. Have you noticed that? Or is it like that all over, or libertarian special?
No, they do experiments all the time. It's hey, maybe if I could get this scammer talk, if I could give this scammer talking head $50, then he won't have to be a scammer anymore, and he'll see the error of his ways. And maybe he won't become a neo-fascist.
Hashtag please donate.
Yeah, does it always just come down to the hashtag please donate, I think?
Yeah.
I think it does.
It does.
But I saw this article on the Free Thought Project, okay? And do you guys read the freethoughtproject.com? It's a pretty great website in general. They get a lot of traffic.
It's one of the cheapest thought projects out there.
Yeah. You don't even have to give a thought for this.
It's free. You know, some people want to say, ooh, we only charge the price of a latte. Well, how about free?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well,
on Black Friday. On Black Friday, they had a special. It was the buy one, get one free project.
Oh. So here's the headline. Groundbreaking discovery. Man solves Tesla's secret to amplifying power by nearly 5,000%. Okay. This is like, I mean, that's almost as good as a water-powered car. Okay. I mean, this is... So, anyway, there's this guy, his name's Jim Murray, evidently is going around going, yeah, you know, I finally cracked it, and, you know, with just with the help of your GoFundMe, I'll be able to finally give the world free energy that Tesla promised us, okay?
So score one for me for being the only person on the show right now who doesn't have to share a first name with this guy.
Right, we don't hold it against him or give him any undue benefit of that moniker. Anyway, you know, this is such obvious BS, okay? When you read an article like this, like everything about it just reeks. Like, I mean, how do you become a libertarian and not develop like a fine BS meter, right? Like, that's why I am a libertarian, is because I could listen to what these people were saying and I'm like, no.
I don't know. I get. Here's the thing. Like, there is a lot of libertarians who come from the skeptic movement. I think that had to do with Penn Jillette and, you know, Penn and Teller. Wonderful show, BS, which I can't say on air. But it's a great show, and a lot of libertarians came from that. And then there's a lot of ones who came from the, I don't trust anything the government says, so what's the most anti-government philosophy there is? Oh, libertarianism. I'm going to join this and convert them all to HHO water scams and homeopathic medicines and, you know, miracle spring water stuff. And right. surely they're going to get on board because this all is anti-government stuff, right?
Well, and you know, all you have to say is, well, where's the evidence? Well, we would have evidence, but the government suppressed it. You know how they do that, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so no need for evidence.
Yeah.
Do you believe everything the government tells you?
Do you believe everything RT tells you?
That's, you know, when we get back in the next segment, we can do some more paid shill work for the establishment.
Round Earth, another shill work.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Freedom Fiends.
There we go. We're available. So, what were we talking about? I forgot.
Are the Freedom Fiends available to do birthday parties and bar mitzvahs and stuff like that? What do you think?
First communions. Divorce parties. We're great for those.
Yeah. Go to the freedomfiends.com website and ask for a quote for your special event.
Mm-hmm. We have DJs.
I can't do children's parties by court order.
You can. We just have to tell everyone in the neighborhood.
We'll set that up. Some kind of like Megan's alert or something. Yeah.
I think it's Amber Alert.
Amber Alert or whatever. Megan, whatever.
It's Megan's Law. Okay. And I always thought a great name for a drag queen would be Megan Slaw.
Anyways.
All right. What else we got?
I don't know. You're the content man. You're the one that's like, oh, let's have 80 different topics tonight. Like, I don't know where to start.
Well, I'm with you, Jim Jesus, I got to know what's going on in the Trump world. Okay, this is, I trust you to keep me up to date. I there's just been so much happening, I just can't keep up with it all. So tell me what's been going on with the
I've been getting a lot of flack lately because frankly I made fun of some retard. I mean, he just looks like one and you know, he kind of does a little thing, but apparently there was trillions of Muslims, a Googleplex of Muslims in New Jersey praising 9/11 when it happened, and I remember I saw it on TV. And it was really, I mean, there's no evidence of it. I saw it on TV. Someone's got a copy somewhere. But I mean, it was probably the best television I've ever seen. It told me right away, hey, we're going to go to war with Syria and we need to keep these people out and not let them in, because that it would be terrible. Otherwise, it'd be like three Googleplex of Muslims dancing in the street when the next 9/11 happens or whatever. I hope that answers your question. Next, please.
Please donate.
Yeah. And if you disagree, then you might get roughed up. So there. So I'm not going to challenge that.
I mean, I'm in New York, and you know, you just don't get popular in politics in New York unless you know you have some friends, you know, with some brass knuckle. I'm not saying that I do. I only met him at the party once, but that was I don't know what you're talking about.
There was one point at a Trump speech where he said, and I just want to say to everybody in the crowd, Second Amendment, and then everyone cheered. He didn't say
he's for it, against it. He's going to repeal
just
it.
The words, Second Amendment.
It's not that I like it. It's like I like the two words. They go together. It's like poetry. I love saying the Second Amendment. That's what they call me. They call me Second Amendment man, not because I'm a fan of gun support. It's just I like saying Second Amendment. Like, hey, Trump, how are you doing today? Second Amendment. They're like, what? Just don't worry. Just go on. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Let's make America great again.
Let's make the Second Amendment great again.
They don't know.
Hey, how about that guy with the red hat over there?
They don't know you're serious about making amendments until you do it a second time. When the first time you amend something, they're like, okay, they threw something else on, whatever. And then the second time you amend, then they're like, oh, dang, he's really putting new stuff on.
By like the Fifth Amendment, they might have said, you know what, geez, why didn't they just do this right the first time? This really stinks. Yeah. Maybe we'll never get it right.
How many times are you going to amend this thing?
Yeah, next thing you know, there's a 21st Amendment. What? God only knows how many there are now. But.
I like the two that like talk about each other. The Prohibition.
Yeah. The one that's like, no, you didn't, you know.
We're amending this Constitution to ban alcohol. Not anymore, you're not.
Me and my drunken friend say, nullify.
Yeah, Al Capone was terrible. Thanks, Obama. Or early 20th century Obama, whoever it was.
Woodrow Wilson.
Hey, well, did you guys hear how organized crime is stepping up to fight ISIS now? I thought this is really interesting. You probably heard the anonymous.
I wouldn't call anonymous organized crime.
No, that would it was like one of the New York crime families came out and said that, like, yeah, New York's protected, and you know, it's a good opportunity for us to, you know, show our good side. And
I'd like to make you a dowry you can't refuse.
Yeah, like, did you know, like, the crime families have their own, like, media release departments or something?
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Well,
Thank you for joining us on the Home Remedy Hour here on Freedom Fiends, where we talk about how simple items that you already have around the house can cause your statism to go away.
Massage coconut oil into your scalp.
Warm your locus aurelius to 365 degrees. Cover with a BIPCOT no-gov license.
And you can remove Bernie bumps with a simple wooden spoon.
If you're feeling the burn too hard, take 2 teaspoons of baking soda.
Oh, I prefer to relax my statism away with the Freedom Fiend Wedgie.
Icy hot. Icy for global warming. Hot to keep the terrorism away, like global warming will.
Yeah. So I just found on YouTube the full-length Star Wars holiday special. So I really want to get everything Star Wars. It's really, you know, really getting wrapped up in it. So I figured, why not really get into the holiday spirit? Is there anything special you do, you know, around this time of year? You know, this, I don't know. Do you welcome Krampus, or what are you doing this time of year?
Robo Santa. I hide from Robo Santa. Actually, I always watch my favorite Christmas movie, and it's the best Christmas movie. It's a scientific fact that the best Christmas movie is Bad Santa. And I'm tired of all these people saying that Die Hard was one is a Christmas movie, and that two, it was the best one. To say that Die Hard was a Christmas movie because it takes place on Christmas Eve is like saying Rocky was a romantic comedy because there was a love interest and a couple of jokes.
Yeah,
it's not like no one ever says like, "Oh, I'm in the Christmas spirit. Let's watch Die Hard."
Okay. Your little rant that you just did seems to presuppose that the only two Christmas movies people would ever enjoy would be Bad Santa and Die Hard.
Well, what else is there?
Oh, there's A Wonderful Life. There's A Christmas
Bad
Story.
Bad Santa is basically alcoholic. It's a Wonderful Life.
How about something that doesn't induce feelings of suicide?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, no, I think Bad Santa is like
hard. I'm going
because
with Die Hard.
As bad as your life is, it's not as bad as this guy's.
Yeah, it's going to lift you up. Die Hard's going to lift you up and going to help you get that next glass of eggnog or whatever's keeping you going through the season.
I can't wait until they come out with Bad Sanders, the movie about a mall Bernie Sanders that gets first thousands of people, and then it's down to hundreds, and then by the end of the movie, it's
I want you to ho ho ho! I want you to sit on my lap. I'm gonna tell you what you want. You want free healthcare, and you want the 1% of the top 10% of the 1%, 3% to have no more money, so that we can pay for this magic stuff.
1% of the elves make 90% of the toys in this country. That's wrong.
That's just gotta change. It should be. It's got to change.
Real change.
Yeah. God bless these guys.
Bless their mess.
Now I don't know if Bernie Sanders even celebrates Christmas. I guess he doesn't, right? Isn't he? He's Jewish, isn't he?
Yeah. He spins the dreidel and it always comes back at a 90% tax bracket.
Yeah, I think he watches the Star Wars holiday special because it's not actually about Christmas; it's about Life Day. So anyone can watch it and enjoy it, right?
I think we can all be equally offended.
I like the 30 minutes of.
I think National Lampoon is still my favorite. National Lampoon is still my favorite Christmas.
That one's definitely up there, but Bad Santa. It's clear science fact. Best movie. Best Christmas movie.
I like the Doctor Who Christmas specials myself. I actually look forward. One reason to look forward to Christmas is a Doctor Who special. So that's not bad.
Yeah. Okay. What you just said makes a Doctor Who special sound like an alcoholic beverage. One thing I like to do is just sit back by a roaring fire and sip a nice Doctor Who Christmas special. It's like a regular Doctor Who, but with eggnog and some spices mixed in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somebody was just telling me about they had Thanksgiving and they had pumpkin pie martinis. I'm like, oh, God.
The pumpkin spice.
That's rough.
Yeah, well, you know, white girls love that pumpkin spice. Gotta love them.
That's true. They love it.
In fact, I've seen some contraceptive items, which I don't know if I can say on air, what particular contraceptive that are flavored like pumpkin spice. I don't know if it's true. I've seen kitty litter, pumpkin spice scented.
The contraceptive item in question was a hospital bill. And it was just coated with pumpkin spice.
Scented bills. I think that's a great idea.
The bad news is the hospital charged me $95,000 for a two-night visit. The good news is that the bill smelled like strawberries. It's part of Obamacare. It was buried in there. You got to pass the bill to know what's in it. Flavored bills are in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, pumpkin spice everything. Maybe they're going to make a pumpkin spice scented Star Wars things or holiday special. It's going to be great.
What if pumpkin spice ran for president? Who's going to vote against that?
You know what? I'm voting for. You know what I'm voting for? I'm voting for a natural raspberry flavor. Okay. Do you guys know what castoria or what is it? Castoreum. Yeah, castoreum. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a natural ingredient, and you'll find it in like natural raspberry flavor because it's. They say it tastes natural. Like raspberry, and it's natural, but it actually comes from an anal gland of a beaver. Okay,
boom.
And yeah, somebody was like, "Hey, wow, did you think that tastes like raspberry too?" And they're like, "Let me try a taste of that." And they're like, "Yeah, no, it's more of a vanilla, I think." And to this day, it's part of your it's
Canadians,
it's,
man.
It's a natural ingredient, so yeah,
guarantee you, it was Canadian fur trappers that came up with that.
Yeah,
right.
I'm never drinking Chambord again. I think that it's a natural. What razzmatazz? There we go.
Can you imagine like how many rodent like anal glands they had to try before they found one that was like, yeah, raspberry. Yeah, dude, that's raspberry.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get a raspberry pie, but
just go for the artificially flavored. Okay. Stay safe. Make sure it's 100% chemical.
Yeah.
You don't want natural.
I just feel bad for that girl from that Prince song, Raspberry Beret, because she was putting that thing all over her head.
You know what that means. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there goes my plan for a DIY pirate radio station. No, I don't want that stuff in my house.
Wait. A do-it-yourself Raspberry Pi radio station? See, I don't know.
Already covered that on the... Didn't we cover that on The Fiends this week? Didn't
we? Yeah. And it was interesting because I went and tried to buy one of those things right when I heard about you guys talking about it. Uh-huh. Sold out. Everything sold out. They're going on eBay for like hundreds of dollars. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's the brilliance of the $5 computer is that it's in such demand, people will pay $25 for it. So, such a great idea.
Yeah.
Do you know about these Patti LaBelle pies?
No.
Patti LaBelle has her own line of pies that are at Walmart now.
Okay, I thought this was a joke.
I don't know who this is.
Everybody, everybody.
You don't know who Patti LaBelle is, and you live in Vegas?
You don't know who Patti LaBelle is?
No.
She's a soul singer.
She's like one of like the pride of Philadelphia, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
You can have her back.
You may remember her from such hits as On My Own, Once Again. And she also did Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir. You know that old one.
Oh, okay. Anyway. I know that.
Yep.
I will say you're a better singer than Cantwell, but that's...
It's not saying a whole lot. He's improved a lot since he started taking vocal lessons with Invictus.
You just need to get that fake Southern draw going and you'd be spot on.
There's like some musical training that I think that he has undergone.
All the songs are in German.
Try gargling some goat's blood. That usually helps.
Right, and singing them backwards. That's the hard part.
On acid.
That way, while listening to black metal or track driving, you'll be able to do the alphabet backwards.
Oh, I love it. Hey, you know what? I'm glad people put some kind of effort out there. You know, even if it's silly, even if it's, you know, the intonation's not so great. At least they're trying.
Trying to keep that accent alive like you're a politician from a movie made in 1942.
I love it. Why not? Well, like, you know, we started to talk before the break about this this article. Now, I'm assuming this is 100% troll. Okay, so but let's just treat it as maybe true. I don't know. Drug boss El Chapo, okay, says ISIS are, I'll say, pansies for radio. My men will destroy them. El Chapo is the famous leader of the biggest drug cartel in the world, this article says.
El Chapo is Spanish for the Chapo.
You wonder. He's made a vicious warning to none other than ISIS. El Chapo told them straight up, "My men will destroy you." Anyway, it turns out a Mexican blogger leaked the message after it was sent email encrypted directly to the to an ISIS leader. Okay, I don't know. So, well, you know, before we had the, wasn't it like the what was the, or the New York crime family?
Yeah. Which well, they woke up with a camel's head next to him in bed, and then they knew that the mob was serious about taking him down.
Yeah.
So maybe Trump should team up with the illegal immigrants bringing rapists and drug dealers in our country to help fight ISIS, right?
Or wouldn't that be the weird twist? It's like, yeah, he's now the wall is to keep people in to help us fight ISIS.
We can't round them up and send them back. That'd be terrible. Who's going to fight? It's not going to be. I can't do it. I can't.
Right.
You're not going to do it.
Right. And who knows who else he might want to have, like, you know, conscript to fight ISIS. Right. So.
I feel like the history that we're living right now. It feels like the news right now, it reads like someone's crappy alternative history novel.
Yeah, it's completely unbelievable, too.
Is it real, or is it The Onion?
No one knows anymore.
I can't tell.
It's hard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Hopefully the general election will be Donald Trump versus Cher.
Is Cher still alive? Okay, right.
100%. Yep. Right.
Does she still do shows?
Like she was big in Vegas, shows, wasn't
like
she?
Or just like Vegas shows.
Yeah, I think she was in Vegas recently. Yeah. Everybody was in Vegas recently.
Sure, the guy that
the dog walker, or the dog whisperer, had his own show here. Everybody,
dang!
Watch me whisper to dogs live.
Watch me whisper to dogs.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
By the way, I am really glad you guys took the five minutes to log off of Fallout 4 to come listen to us today.
I assume everyone like every- is, yeah, no, they're playing Fallout 4 while they're listening to Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, technological standstill has happened, as predicted in the game, but, you know, they're 50 years early because everybody was playing Fallout. How ironic. So tell me about this cute drug kingpin.
Oh, let me see. Yeah, let's see if we can find that. You know, I guess I'm not sure why this is really even a story, but for somehow the headline from Counter Current News, not exactly the most trusted source, but still crazy. The world's most quote unquote adorable drug kingpin is actually the daughter of Texas DEA head honcho. And it looks like she's about like kind of like an 18-year-old like regular Texan girl.
She's got a music festival look to her.
She was totally at Coachella.
But evidently, yeah. So dad is the. It must be like Breaking Bad, you know, where like the one family member is doing the business, the other family member is trying to bust the business.
Well, the reason this story blew up, Jim, is because people say it's an example of extreme racial privilege. Because one, her dad is the honcho, which does make it racial, but whatever. And then
El honcho in Spanish.
El honcho. And then two, nobody ever calls a black drug kingpin adorable, ever. Which is a fact.
You know, and I mean, should change that. That's going to change. That's going to change when Bernie's president. Drug kingpins are going to be adorable.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's one of the most beautiful things I can think of.
But you know, the funny thing is you know, is she going to take on ISIS? Okay. Like,
they're cutting into my opium profits, clearly. Yeah.
She's going to take out ISIS in the most adorable way possible.
Exactly. She should now come out with her video taunting ISIS. Like, this will just freak everybody out. Like,
she's going to like do that whole boob quake thing. We're like, oh, we're going to show our cleavage to stop the or to have earthquakes in Iran or something like that.
What?
You never heard about there was this campaign in order to get girls to show their cleavage more on a certain day because there was some like Islamic terrorist guy who said that, you know, the reasons why that we have earthquakes in Iran or whatever was because women are showing their cleavage. So they got together and started showing their cleavage in order to induce the earthquakes in the region. Unfortunately, it
sounds
failed.
Legit.
Yeah, but maybe she could start something like this and be more effective, because the girls that did that last time were let's just say they weren't the most adorable earthquake.
See, here's the thing: if they're moving seismic scales like across the globe, these breasts are going to have to be enormous.
Mm-hmm. And they have to be jumping on trampolines.
Well,
there's bring back
a
the man
sympathetic
show.
Vibration builds up if everybody gets in rhythm together. what you want to do is, you know, yeah, why not? You know what? I have a lot of sympathy for this girl. I really respect her for being a young entrepreneur, ignoring what her father wanted, presumably, having a successful business, evidently. You know, it's just a shame that she got mixed up with her dad's business, you know? So,
yeah. And she does kind of resemble Ivanka Trump a bit. I was kind of impressed.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? This article is from Will Grigg, and it was reposted from the Free Thought Project. So Countercurrent News basically just lifted it from the Free Thought Project and hit Will Grigg's name well at the bottom. So,
and I'm seeing stuff from the Young Turks as well. Wonderful journalism.
Good for a rant sometimes. Anyway, Will Grigg is no slouch, man. I love to read anything that he writes. Love to hear him talk. Just a brilliant man.
Well, the PCU character in South Park is based on the guy from Young Turks. You know that, right?
He is?
Yeah, which one? The PC guy?
Craig Unger.
The first time I saw that, I'm like, Sank Yeager. Yeah, that's him.
No, Sank Yeager. Right.
Yeah.
Are you in PC, bro?
Hey, when we come back in the second hour, we've got Dear Babby and Ask Babby. A Sumo Sexual segments.
That's triggering.
Content.
We're
going to
get Trump involved again, too. Means.
Yep.
Admit it. You hate shopping for Christmas. You do. It's a hassle coupled with a burden, mechanically checking off friends, relatives, and coworkers from your list.
You're probably not even religious, but if you are, is buying your cousin some little made-in-China piece of plastic really celebrating the birth of your savior? This holiday season, why buy gifts for friends and relatives? Most of them are statists anyway. You should send that money to the Freedom Fiends instead. The Freedom Fiends will use your money to help spread education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. If you want to help provide inoculation from indoctrination, go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post to send your money to the fiends instead. Because buying crap for unappreciative statist relatives won't get your name on the golden floppy disk of redemption. And if you must shop for Christmas, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you anything extra, and Amazon will save you the danger of holiday drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon pretty much sells everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom, so get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com.
How are we going to discuss Canada without cussing on the air? What if we just don't? You guys know that when this music's playing, you have to be really loud to cut through. I was listening to Steve in the first hour. We came back for something I didn't necessarily hear at all. This is Mr. Michael Dean on the Freedom Fiends. I'm going to hand it off to my friend Jim Jesus. Go ahead, Jim. Go.
The Freedom Fiends. This is the show. It's fantastic. It's wonderful.
It's true.
No, I took he look. He was saying some things. I called him a cuckold, and I kicked him out of his own apartment so that I could correct him because he was saying some terrible thing. He was saying awful, terrible things about Cantwell, and I couldn't allow it because Cantwell's like my biggest fervent supporter. It's wonderful.
I know. Is Babby back?
No.
I don't see him. He fiend phoned in. I think he might have gotten fiend drone in classic Miller style.
Yeah. Well, that's why we just stack. You know, the thing I like about Fiends hosts is they stack so well. And as long as you have three or four of them, you never have dead air. So
we're like Legos.
We are. We're like cordwood. We're like corpses. We're like corpses in the America that Trump and Cantwell would like to see. So, for those who don't know, there's this guy named Christopher Cantwell. He's a minor footnote in the liberty community. And you have to understand that the liberty community is a minor footnote in the world. So we're like, 1% probably.
Fiend phone.
And Chris Cantwell is a tiny, tiny asterisk in this whole thing. And he made a name. Talk about some of the ways he's made a name for himself among impressionable youth who live in their college dorms.
Oh, yeah. He was on this tirade that how we should go on this rampage and kill. Not him, though. He didn't want to do it. But everybody else should go and kill cops for him because it's, non-aggressive.
Yeah, he's a puss-puss, man. Anybody who says that anyone should kill anyone who's not killing anyone, I'm not saying you should be killing anyone. There was a talk show host who it turned out was this white power dude who was on the radio on like one actual station in New Jersey trying to encourage people.
Hal Turner.
Yeah, Hal Turner.
And I was going to guess Montel Williams.
His saying was, "I don't build bombs, I build bombers," which is a pretty, if you're a hate-filled, violent person, it's a really good tagline. I would say Cantwell's in the same way. Like, he doesn't shoot, he builds shooters, He really wanted to encourage someone to
sing,
shoot cops.
He builds singers.
Hey, Bab. So, he kind of stormed onto the scene a few years ago.
Stormfronted onto the scene.
Yeah. After this really bizarre backstory of, like, running for office for the Libertarian Party in Long Island, getting kicked out of the Libertarian Party in Long Island for advocating violence, getting arrested for a bunch of coke, and then not serving any time. I think he cut a deal. I think he cut a deal to become a
useful idiot. Well, let's not speculate. Come on. Isn't there enough that he's actually proud of?
And Jim is such the voice of reason. Why are you such a voice of reason when I'm just going off? All right, so put it this way. for some reason he didn't serve any time for, or he served like a month for a whole bunch of coke that was felony weight, and then all of a sudden came out as advocating violence. So make of what you will of that. I'm not saying Cantwell's a cop. I'm saying if he's not a cop, the cops would have had to create him. How's that? Are you satisfied with that, Jim?
Sure. And if Michael W. Dean didn't exist, Cantwell would have to invent him.
Cantwell's not smart enough to create me. You know, there's a.
Are you kidding? I think you are his biggest promoter that I know of. Right?
You think I'm him? I'm him.
No, you're. Whoa.
There's a theory for you.
Going back to that Hal Turner thing.
Never seen us in the same place at the same time. All right, Hal Turner, who said, "I don't build bombs, I build bombers."
Yeah. He actually was arrested because he actually did say something bad that was actually actionable.
But he was an FBI informant.
Yeah, exactly.
At the same time. Yeah,
exactly. So the whole time we don't really know if this was true or not, that how he felt, you know, it was, as far as race goes. But he definitely
he was a
white
nationalist and a Holocaust denier.
Was he really that, or was it part of this persona to be an informant? Or,
you know, he actually did a bit of social tweaking that I'm like, man, I wish I'd thought of that. He basically trolled all of the Tea Partiers by starting a like this hoax that it said, feds grant eminent domain as collateral to China for U.S. debts, claiming that a secret agreement had been made for China to physically take U.S. land in the event of U.S. default. The story went viral and was posted across the internet, including most conspiracy.
Sounds like BS.
An extreme right-wing site. Oh, it was BS, but it's like, I think that's really clever to sit there at night and just think of that and post it, and then wake up and have like everybody on the internet believing it. Well done,
Cantwell's
sir.
Was not capable of that.
Yeah, no, just called trolling. You know,
so Cantwell was making some money for a minute by being Cantwell, like 4 years ago, maybe, when he was calling for. Basically, he's a one-hit pony. He wrote this article about killing cops. It went viral. Like it was denounced. Actually, it wasn't denounced by.
Fox. I think that's unfair to say he's a one-hit wonder. He's been denounced for a series of things for years.
Okay.
It's unfair to say it was all about one thing, you know.
But okay, well, what I'm saying is he's kind of waning in his popularity. Like if you look at his site,
what are you checking his clout score? How do you measure this?
I just sometimes read his articles on his site. He's a good writer, so I'll read his articles on his site occasionally. But yeah.
You just gave him an endorsement that he could put on his website. You know,
I wish
Chris
you would,
Cantwell. He's a good writer. I read his articles. You know,
Michael Bean, Freedom.
Yeah,
Bean. He would never do it because he has this like this hatred of giving backlinks. Like he wants all the links flowing to him.
Yeah,
he said that. Like he even if he denounces you, he won't give your name or your website. Like he won't give any back upstream.
It's just a traffic. It's just a web traffic. Challenge to him.
Yeah.
That's all. It's just like, well, how do I maximize web traffic and clicks and my and have that register in his clout score and generate?
I don't even know what clout
revenue
is, man. But so
I had the same clout score Cantwell had last time I checked it, like months ago. And
I don't
like,
know what that is. I probably don't have one. So he used to have like 60 to 80 to 100 comments in every article, and now he has like 6 or 8 or 10 average. So that's what I'm basing this on.
Because he banned everybody.
Well, plus, yeah, he banned me. Plus, I know people that know him. We have mutual friends. And, you know, I don't know if this is creepy to say on the radio, but, like, he's admitted to people who I trust their judgment that they actually said this. Like, you know, he has thought about putting his gun in his mouth because he's not being recognized financially. Like, that
boom.
Is...
Please.
Yeah, boom. That's
sad.
Creepy. That's creepy, man. That's like...
Like, hashtag, seriously, pay me.
Oh,
we need
man.
To start a new page. The ultra-desperate hashtag, please donate, donate.
That is funny. Well,
I don't mean
hashtag
jokes
donate
about
or I'll kill
serious.
Myself.
Yes,
I'm not going to say who, but people who have sat in the same room with him, you know, several times a week for years you know, like one person was worried about if he got kicked off Free Talk Live because they really thought he'd kill himself. Like, they knew him well, and he played it off like, oh, I don't need that. Radio's stupid. But he was, like, seriously despondent to the point of, like, being suicidal about that.
It didn't bring me any traffic to my website.
Right, and he's often seriously suicidal, literally, like, ready to kill himself, or, you know, talking dark thoughts about that he's not recognized, like he thinks the world owes him.
Do it. Do it.
No, man. Do
no.
it.
No, come on. That's, I'm not even going to make jokes about that.
I'm not either.
You know, I will. I'm not above it. Steve?
When I say, when I say do it, what I don't mean do it, kill yourself. I mean do it, go look up the Wikipedia article for narcissistic personality disorder.
And Hal Turner.
I'm going to look up Hal Turner.
So he's kind of gone from being, Campbell's kind of gone from being this, like, weird but unique, creepy but smart libertarian. It was kind of his own thing. Although, I got to say, the thing that catapulted him into the attention of saying, it's time to kill cops, was actually just kind of a follow-up to something by Larkin Rose. So really, it's, and then they had a falling out about it. Like, you know, he just took Larkin Rose's thing about Larkin Rose's thing was brilliant. It was basically an article that said, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you should be killing cops.
Well, but the beauty of that article, actually, the first thing it started out, it said why these are, it's like people are going to be completely freaked out about this article because they're not reading it. And this is the part they're not reading.
Right. The title was, when's it time to kill a cop? Was that it?
Or yeah, when should you kill a cop? Yeah. Okay. And people, and he, the first, like, paragraph, if I recall, it's been a while since I read it, but it was like, it just sort of addressing, like, people are going to freak out by the title and they're not going to read it, but by when they read this, it'll, you know, it'll make more sense. And of course, they don't read it. They just freak out by the title. And it was a sensational title. There's no denying
Glenn
that.
Beck did. Glenn Beck found a copy. There was a poster that had a reprint of it at some, it was at Occupy Wall Street. Was it in Philly? It was somewhere. Somebody found it on the ground.
I think it was in Phoenix.
And mailed it to Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck thought it was coming from Occupy Wall Street and said, these people are violent and horrible, which is funny because he didn't read it, and he loves the Second Amendment, and we're not saying you should shoot cops, but it was an interesting think piece. And then, like, really what happened was Chris Cantwell kind of dumbed it down for the jock masses and said, you know, hey, it's time now, you know, was his response. And that was the beginning and kind of the real pinnacle. I mean, that was when he was paying his rent just by talking on the internet, by posting stuff, you know.
It's kind of like, things were good. It's kind of like,
the problem is you start doing that, you think you can do it forever. And then
yeah, you know, that's
out.
That I've seen that so many times, especially in music. Like, I was in a band that was signed to Warner Brothers, and we made, you know, a kind of like ghetto Motown 1965 living in 1989 for in 1991 for a couple years. And we thought it would last forever. And I know so many bands that got signed and had a little bit of success. And when those people fall, they fall hard. Like, I'm one of the only ones I know who's not, like, dead or depressed or addicted or homeless because of it. Because a lot of those guys, like, never, they don't even know how to, like, you know, work a spreadsheet. They don't know how to do anything else in the modern world. They just know how to play guitar. And when you're 50 and balding and too fat to fit into your leather pants, and you're still playing the same clubs like those cats, I mean, that's kind of where Cantwell's headed, but the Liberty, you know, pundit version of it.
What you're supposed to be doing are, like, weddings and bar mitzvahs at that stage of your career.
You know, that's what Nima did. Like, Nima's a rapper, and he does music, and he's a DJ, and he's a, you know, MC. And Nima, like, got a job, you know, doing weddings and bar mitzvahs, and makes a good living at it.
Some of the cats I've done bar mitzvahs with are incredible. Incredible.
Yep, and we're out. We'll be back with more on Cantwell Radio with Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Hey, this is Squisgar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs. As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Pipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Steve Miller Miller, are you there?
Indeed I am.
So Steve Miller Miller.
Yes.
You told me that some comic in Philly
Fiend phone.
Thought I was a comedian.
Fiend phone.
And said, who's the other comic on the show with you? You guys are
no,
funny.
No, we thought Jim Babb was a comedian.
Oh, never mind. No, I'm not funny.
Not a comedian.
Well, it's funny because you sent that to, you got my hopes up because you sent that to me without CCing Babb. So
oh, I thought
you guys got to learn to use the internet.
Well,
you're making me sad.
Yeah.
What?
Well, this is how you're going to become a neo-reactionary.
No. Okay, so who wants to read this post today from Cantwell where he said what he is, in case anyone's
wondering?
It's starting
off, Dear World.
Dear World. I know.
Dear Cruel World. Goodbye, Cruel World.
All right, you guys going to read it?
It's I'm trying to pull it up, but Facebook's lagging on me.
I'm
there we go.
To pull it up.
Oh, I don't have that one. I have the yes, I'm a Trump supporting right wing.
That's okay. The one.
Yes, I'm a Trump supporting right wing extremist with pro white opinions on race and traditional views on gender. On top of that, I am not totally ashamed of my country. If this makes me want to throw a fit and make dumb
makes
butts,
you want to,
hey, if it makes you want to throw a fit and make dumb butt comments on my on all my posts, then please. Get the heck lost now. Because I'm sick of taking the time to block whining little booty butts on Facebook who don't know when to shut the heck up.
Wow.
Wow. It sounds like he's a tad grumpy.
He knows who he is. Some
and he now know. Has a country, which is neat, because he's... says he's not totally ashamed of my country. Like, he got a country, which is pretty hard to do for an anarchist. Okay,
it's pretty hard to do for a guy who's like one of his top watched videos. You see him burning and shooting an American flag while muzzle sweeping himself. I must say.
So he's broadcasting.
I just find it kind of sad. That's all.
So he broadcasts his podcast from his sorry suits of apartment in this wonderful, glorious country.
People are talking about him. They're talking about him all over radio. It's like all the freedom fiends all the time. Cantwell.
He's so square, man. I mean, look at the four things or five things that he defines himself with. Pro-white opinions on race. I mean, that's
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means. But. I mean, race is as important to me as the color of cats. You know, it's you can tell them apart by it. Like, oh, that's the brown one. That's
well, you know what one. It is? You know, to a certain extent, I think I can... I'm not going to say I understand where he's coming from because I don't have a lot of those views. But I think he is trying to express a reaction in his way to this ridiculous, like, on-campus, left-wing, like, trying to become a victim over everything kind of mentality, which is sweeping over. And it is infuriating. You know, it is ridiculous.
And they do draw the lines
pay attention.
In some of it. But really, the lines are... And those people are going to be... Unless the world just collapses to meet their needs, those people are going to be really, really sorry when they get out into the working world. Because they're not going to be able to throw a tantrum based on nothing and go to the safe room at work.
But maybe they will be able to. You see, that's the world that they may end up shaping if with Bernie Sanders at the helm. Like every state-owned factory will have a state-owned factory safe space that they can retreat into.
And people with Cantwell's views or even our views won't be able to have employment there. We'll just be starving, banging on the gates, asking for a crumb of bread.
Please donate. Please donate bread.
So let's see. He has traditional views on gender. So what? That means like he thinks women should be silent and just, you know, be a whore in the bedroom and be
he doesn't say which tradition. Which tradition are we talking about?
I think he's talking about like transsexuals, homosexuality, that gay marriage, and because he's talked about that to an extent. I haven't heard him talk about women keeping quiet. Just to be fair, but he's still a terrible person.
Does this have something to do with his recent meeting with Augustus Invictus? And did they like bond over goat blood? And like, did maybe he cast some kind of like weird like fascism spell over Cantwell that's taken him
over?
The line,
I'm not totally ashamed of my country. I'm not totally ashamed of my country because I don't have a my country. Well, that's the clearest part of that sentence is my country.
Right.
You know?
My country, 'tis of thee, my pro-white views are so reactionary.
Fight song. All right.
I'm
done with this guy if you guys are. Are we done?
I could say one more thing that he wrote a song saying that he wants to bring back Pinochet to the tune of I Need a Hero. Yeah. And it was probably the worst probably karaoke that I've heard in quite a while.
That's the Invictus music lessons rubbing off.
Yep.
Sounded better than the original German.
I think he should do more musical numbers.
But he's not going to do them on Free Talk Live, and that's the sad part.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Meow, meow, meow. Freedom Fiends, Michael Dean. Yeah. You know, I plan things pretty interestingly. Well, I mean, like, people don't know how deep my plans go, but I came on during the third segment because the third segment of the third show of the week is the one that goes into the best of for that week. And that one's actually going to get replayed Friday and then also on the weekend during the day. So I planned it that the third thing would play.
The third three.
The Cantwell Illuminati thing would play. The Cantwell thing will play, you know, three times and play on every radio station we're on. So, the Sunday night show, they use the first half hour. Monday night show, they use the second half hour. Tuesday night show, they use the third half hour. And Wednesday night show, they use the fourth half hour. And those four half hours make up the two-hour best of on Friday night. Or Thursday night? Thursday night. Yep.
So right, that's when I should be the most edgelord?
Yeah, you should be the most edgelord on the 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 1, 2, 3, four that week. So Cantwell's daddy didn't love him enough. And
I thought we finished that. No?
How you do radio, man. You come back from the break and you summarize what happened.
Wrap it up.
And then you go into something else from it. So his daddy didn't love him enough, makes him want to put his gun in his mouth. I know that from people that know him personally. I hope he doesn't, because I don't know. Because people would say, like, liberty makes you kill yourself. They would still think he's a libertarian. I remember when he's a libertarian. He's not a libertarian. He says he's not a libertarian. I mean, everything he says not libertarian. Right-wing, extremist, pro-white, opinions on race, not ashamed of my country. I guess you can be any kind of you know, he always said he was a thin libertarian, not a thick libertarian. But if this is libertarian, it's pretty thick libertarian. But I think that the one line of my country, that part of that sentence, just makes you not libertarian. I think you can't say my country and be that collectivist for a nation. For a nation, that's the opposite of liberty, man. That's collectivism for a whole group of people. You're saying,
well, and don't forget that also extends into his pro-white views, right? Yeah, and another collective that he has no choice in the matter,
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So I want to know what it is before we go into the Dear Babby for the rest of the show. I want to know and ask Jim Jesus, what is this thing about a lot of fascists start out as libertarians, and those are kind of completely diametrically opposed, and it shouldn't work that way. I've joked about it. I've said that, you know, when I'm king of the liberty world, we're going to have libertarian re-education camps, and people who don't pass in the camps will be ground into food for my many cats. But I don't really mean that, and I don't want to kill anybody. It's just a funny joke to say. But what I guess it's that the left's reaction to true anarchy and liberty is so extreme that libertarians end up wanting to march the left into the camps. Is that true, Jim?
That's pretty much the sum. Yeah, it's the overly PC culture and acceptance of things that they don't find favorable.
Yeah.
To say, and so it drives them crazy, and rightfully so. But what they get blind to is that there's elements of the right as well that does the same thing, and they kind of drift over in that camp, and it's an actual camp.
Not the good kind of camps.
I've always felt, you know, more relaxed as a libertarian or anarchist because both sides of their rhetoric just bounce off, and I don't get emotionally attached to either one. I can laugh at it. I can ignore it. I don't care. It's just, to me, it's just more material for...
I think blocking is important. And I think Cantwell's got it right on the blocking. I block as soon as social... Like, I don't think it's healthy to argue with socialists on the internet. Jim does it, though, and seems to be okay. But when I do it, I get my head wants
Jim
to
explode.
Jim
Jesus, you're referring to.
Yeah, Jim Jesus. Yeah.
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 Sometimes it's Tell boring, and sometimes I can't play Fallout, so here I am arguing with socialists again. I used to do it all the time with Zeitgeister, so I have very high tolerance for it. So when I argue with someone like a Bernie Sanders supporter, it's basically kind of like, you know, like a centrist instead of like progressive.
They so quickly go to ad hominem and, you know, if you don't like America, move to Somalia.
It's probably a waste of time to engage, just like with Trump people or with Bernie people. But at the same time, I kind of like having them in my news feed because it sort of just gives me a window outside my own reality bubble. And so, like, I like having a lot of, like, Black Lives Matter stuff in my feed or other, you know, or just, you know, just in other radical communities, you know, just to see what's going on. So,
And I do subscribe to people that I vehemently disagree with. And it's not because I hate subscribe them. It's like, I really kind of want to know what this is all about.
Right stuff.biz.
I really want to know what that's about. I really do want to know what left anarchists really believe, because it's kind of weird. So I kind of want to understand it, because it seems like it'd be like a lot of on its face contradictions, and I want to see how they deal with that. And it's interesting, but at the same time, it can be frustrating if you have too much of it. So, you know, I dabble. I don't, you know, it's like drinking in moderation. It's great.
Hal Turner hasn't updated anything since 2010. I don't think he knows how to use Twitter. Oh, is he?
Last time I checked, he was in jail. Yeah.
Okay.
And if he does come back, he's probably not going to be one on the radio, because Anonymous used to troll him all the time by constantly. Yeah. Most of the calls on his radio show were people, you know, asking him if he likes Mudkips.
So I don't know what that is, but I don't know if I want to know.
It's an old internet meme. So
it's not dirty, used to make it's him just mad. Weird.
Yeah. It's a Pokemon. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm on the Hal Turner Wikipedia page right now. This is interesting. He threatened three federal judges, apparently.
Maybe he is Cantwell. I mean, I would assume Hal Turner's a lot older, but maybe he's not.
1952.
All right, Let's do Dear Babby.
Yeah.
You should ask the very best, the very best question.
The segment where we get back to the listeners, where we're not just complaining, we're offering, you know, our heartfelt advice to try to help
people. You are.
Okay, curious in Kuala Lumpur.
Okay,
I'm not. I'll make it clear.
Very relevant to what you just said, Jim.
Okay, speak up. I you sound kind of low, Steve.
Yeah,
okay.
Steve.
Crank it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Speak up like you're on radio, son.
So, curious in Tacoma writes, Jim, you always describe this as giving back to the community. Are you only doing Dear Babby as court-ordered community service?
No, my court-ordered service has been completed. And I'm,
did you have service, doing or this. You just, was your service to stay out of trouble?
Yeah, I never actually got to do any community service for part
you,
of my punishment.
You assigned your own. You assigned your own FIJA.
I do community service, but not court ordered. I think that would take a lot of the fun out of it. However, if I've always thought it would be hilarious if I was to do court ordered like service, and I could
FIJA.
You can do it for any nonprofit sometimes, and if you're I don't know, if somebody stamps the form, they might let it slide. Or,
I had
a
friend in San Francisco that had to do community service and basically got sentenced to go hang out at the bar that he was hanging out, paying to hang
out.
Oh,
nice.
Anyway.
Wouldn't it be funny if you said, hey, I'm going to go volunteer for ISIS on their video crew.
It was the Farm, which was an actual farm in the city in San Francisco that had punk rock shows. But the Farm part of it, like, had nonprofit status to teach kids about farming
and rock.
And rock, but he got to be the sound guy, the assistant sound guy, and yeah, that was his sentence for too many parking tickets.
Sweet.
That's the drummer in my band, the guitar player in my band, Bomb, Jay Crawford. So
yeah,
moving along, what's the next question there for Dear Babby?
Okay, Dear Babby. So, WebMD user in West Hollywood writes: does this look infected? They did not enclose a pic.
Next question.
Yeah. If you have to ask, you'll never know.
But yeah, I would say that if you're a WebMD, does it itch a lot? Yeah.
In West Hollywood, you probably have some sort of gay plague.
Nice.
Well, you know, Hubert Selby lived in West Hollywood. He was not gay, but he was kind of like me. He was dying for like 50 years. He had a lot of
stuff.
I would
say go get the strongest antibiotic they have at the veterinary supply store immediately.
Did you guys he did that. He used goldfish antibiotics because he couldn't afford real antibiotics back in the 60s.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Did you guys mention that Hubert Selby Jr., one of his favorite movies is Bad Santa? That's important information.
Which, by the way,
comes full circle.
Yeah, I really want to reinstate that it's scientific. It's a science fact that it's the best Christmas movie ever made.
It really is. My wife doesn't agree, but I watch it every year, and she kind of cringes.
Science fact.
Read some rules.
Okay, always appropriate in Appomattox writes and asks, too soon?
Never.
Always what? What was the name of the Appomattox?
Never. Always appropriate in Appomattox.
No, never too soon. Be the first one out. Yeah.
Next.
Next. We got Skywatcher in South Dakota who writes, what's the difference between chemtrails and cloud seeding?
Ooh, Jim knows this.
Okay. The difference between chemtrails come out of the butts of unicorns, and cloud seeding is what they do to try to make it rain when it's not raining.
You know what's interesting? One of the things they used to use for cloud seeding, I believe, was colloidal silver, wasn't it?
I don't know. There is some different compounds they use. Dry ice is one of them. Just carbon dioxide, I think, is common. Or who cares? But yeah, cloud seeding, well understood, and been and used for like silver 70 iodine. Years, scares the hell out of people in the chemtrail world. They're like, see, it's proof.
Yeah, they're putting chemtrails in the juice boxes to make kids gay. I heard it. I have the documents.
It's true.
All right. Moving along.
Is that true? No, I need to speak to Jim Jesus about this for a second. If I give my kid a juice box full of chemtrails, are they going to be gay? I need to hear this directly from you, Jim
Clearly.
Jesus.
Clearly.
A juice box.
Clearly. Clear. Yeah, it has to be a juice box because it has aluminum.
It's not a juice
plastic
box.
And
it's not a juice box. I heard juice box. That's what I thought you said.
No.
Okay. Sorry.
My kids hate the banker aftertaste.
juice boxes run the world. All right. What's next, guys?
And Jim, why don't you move to Somalia?
Yeah.
I am moving to Somalia. I don't understand the question. Bean Fest Somalia, yeah, it's coming up next year.
I know. It's going to be Jim and a laptop having video chat with everybody else in the scenes.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun, though, for those of us that make it and survive the trip.
Yeah. Is he going to be chewing on that plant that's big over there? What is that called? That stuff that's... Yeah, cat. Chewing cat.
You can't have liquor or pork, but all the cat you can chew.
But you can chew all the cat you can chew.
It's like the amphetamine version of coca leaves. You're chewing on some pussycats.
All right.
Moving on.
Steve. Get you really, really excited about not having a government.
Break. We're going to come back. We're going to pick some really choice deer babbies for when we come back from the market.
And do Ask a Sumo Sexual.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon. Your house is your
property. I wish Joe Biafra wasn't terrible.
I wish he was not a statist, man, because that guy taught me. The band Dead Kennedys taught me not to trust the government, and they're all totally. He wants government. He wants Bernie Sanders, and East Bay Ray posted about some anti-gun thing on his Facebook the other day. Ugh. Those guys are square. All right,
Speaking of Bernie and these artists, there's a webpage we discovered the other day. That's Artists for Bernie Sanders. I'm going to go on a mission to get Steve Miller added to that page of artists. And we're going to put prominent radio host and comedian and see if we can get him on the page with the likes of Will Wheaton.
Yep.
Yeah, me and Will Wheaton. Maybe we could do an event together, me and Wheaton.
Will Wheaton's kind of a... F list. I think we're the F list.
I'm like down a P or Q list.
There you go, the P list.
The P right. list.
So we got a dear Babby question from go ahead, Steve. Who's it from?
Well,
it's from our editor.
This is from Ninja Squirrel in Nantucket. He writes, I only have one socialist on my news feed. Can I have your suggestions on all the wacky Trump socialist and right wing nutsos on your Facebook feed?
Well, he wants more.
Yeah.
It's amusing.
He wants
his
second degree because he doesn't want to endure it himself. He wants to live vicariously through Jim's interactions with nutters. So.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, and somehow I don't even know where I accumulated these people, but I just figured they, you know, it's like, what can I do to get rats and fleas like in my barn? Yeah. You know, like,
I know, really.
But yeah, they're everywhere.
There should be a service where you can just transfer unwanted friends to someone else.
Yeah, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be looking to make some friend suggestions to Nathan on Facebook. So when I go to connect you to somebody, Nathan, you'll know. Yeah.
You'll know. When someone starts yelling at you on the internet.
Yeah.
All right. I heard a new word. I want to be one of the first to use it. It's fabluter. So phablet, phablet, is phone tablet, but some of them really are like full-fledged computers. So fabluter, I love that word. It's the new word.
Why, does it run like a Windows 10? Is that like a...
Actually, the Windows ones suck. I gave my Windows one away, and the Androids one are so cheap, I gave one to Jim Jesus. You know, I like it. Jim, do you use yours to compute on the bathroom, on the toilet?
Yeah.
I use mine to listen to LRN. I watch videos.
I'm leaving it there.
There you go. I use mine to listen to LRN all throughout the house. Like, I don't really leave the house, but we have 2,000 square feet. I'm running all around the place and getting lost. And I can brainwash myself to anarcho-capitalism with the LRN app which you can get free on the Google store.
Nice.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of like, you know, NPR for market capitalists, market anarchists, you know, yeah. how liberals have NPR on in the background all the time. I'm like that with LRN, except when that guy comes on that tells people he's a lawyer. All right.
Well, okay. Is that any worse than Jim Bebb saying he has good life advice for people?
Well, I like Jim's life advice. Oh, right, we got one more.
I do have good advice. I think we're. Is it time to move on to our next segment called?
Yeah, we can move on to our next segment.
Ask a sumo sexual.
First question: what's a sumo sexual?
A sumo sexual is somebody of the gay or lesbian persuasion who is geared primarily toward obese Asian men, as myself.
I like. Okay. I have liked in my past, really liked and dated a few plump Asian women. Does that make me an honorary sumo sexual?
No. There's no honor in being a homosexual.
Okay. Yeah, I asked you if you were gay one time, and you were like, I'm a homosexual. I'm like, what's that? And you said you only like obese Asian men.
Yeah.
Like you made it sound like you're pretty much unsexual, except for that. Would you say that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
So if you don't like, if you're a listener and you have a problem with gay men, it's okay, because he's so narrow in his gayness that he's like less gay than you, the heterosexual listener.
Yeah, it's just
and if you happen to be, you know, in that type, then you're probably going to be really glad to get the attention from Steve, right?
Yeah, because your options are dating me or a dude that looks like Jerry Sandusky. That's it.
you're tall and weird and good looking. Yeah,
I do what I can. You're good looking, freedom fiends, all of you.
When did you first find out you were a sumo sexual? How did you first know that?
Hey, I might be looking for some more hosts, not to replace these guys, but to augment them. So if you actually think you're listening and you think you could be a fiend, send me some audio. Send me some tape, audio or video.
But we have enough sumo sexuals. That's covered.
Yeah. Covered. What'd you say, Steve?
We've covered the sumo sexual quota.
Right.
HR
is good show,
HR
guys.
Satisfied. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Yo.
Thanks, guys.
Thank Hashtag you, please donate bottle caps.
Bottle caps. Seriously, please donate. Or else.